now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be here with you. The summer weather continues. It's not quite as sunny as it has been in the past, but that's a good reason to spend the hour with us and enjoy what we have to offer today, which is good food off the top. Also, Tiffany and Company is going to talk about some gift ideas for special occasions. Leslie Gardner is going to talk about how you can survive back-to-school spending because, you know, it's an expensive time of year, and sometimes we spend more than we need to. Tim Kearse is here from the Rebels, and he's going to talk about the Rebels game today and also about his personal coaching. But off the top, Glenn Maud is here. He's from Cobb's Bread on Shelburne, and they're celebrating their 10-year anniversary, and they're having a community day. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Patty.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Now, I know you're at work right now, and Cobb's Bread on Shelburne is a busy place, always.
That we are. We're at one of the busiest stores on the island right now, actually.
And I know people that work there love working there. Why do you like it so much, Glenn?
I think because every day is a different day. There's no 2 days that are the same, and every day there's new and exciting customers that come into the store.
Yeah, and really devoted customers, because people that like the bread. And there's a reason. Tell us what is in the bread and what isn't in the bread, because it's a little healthier than a lot.
Absolutely. We use no added sugar, no dairy, and no preservatives in any of our breads. The only sugar that we use in our breads is in any sweet item. None of our breads, like I said, contain preservatives, so after about 3 to 4 days, they go bad. But we're proud to say that, because that's how bread should be.
Absolutely. And you can freeze it. It freezes really well.
Absolutely. 3 to 4 months it can sit in the freezer for.
Beautiful. That's. Yeah. I've got stuff in there a lot longer than that, but you wouldn't want to eat it. Now, the Cobb's Day, the community day is coming up next Saturday. What are you doing at your location, Glenn?
Oh, it's actually happening on the 31st of the month,
31st.
Actually, so 2 Saturdays from now. But on that day, we're going to be spinning the wheel. So if you purchase $10 or more, you can spin the wheel of mystery and win a free item. We're going to have some lovely birthday scones that we're just bringing out for our anniversary date. We're not selling them, so we're just giving them away to customers that come down. So every customer that comes down will get a birthday scone on us.
Nice.
And then we're also giving away a 10-year anniversary environmental friendly bag. So 10-year anniversary Cobb's bag, so for every customer that comes down once again. So we're doing lots of stuff this day. We also going to have a Fun Bun decorating station for the kids to come down and decorate a Fun Bun on us, once again free. And then we're also having a barbecue with hot dogs from M&M Meats, obviously on our buns here. And we're also going to be doing some grilled panini sandwiches on our house pan de casa bread.
Wow, that sounds like a great day.
We got lots of stuff happening that day.
Well, and people love free, don't they?
Oh, God, yeah. How could you turn down anything that's free, right?
No kidding. And tell me about this bun thing where they decorate it. So are there all kinds of little items there they can put on, like meats and cheeses?
Well, it's actually a sweet bun that we do. So it's the same bun that same dough that we use to make our cinnamon buns.
Yeah.
But it just comes in a little bunlet shape. There's going to be some cream cheese icing to put on top. Excuse me. And then some sprinkles as well. So it's just a little quick, fun little thing for the kids to do. And then they get to eat it at the end.
Well, that's a great idea. Great idea for parties.
Exactly.
And, you know, you guys give back. I know the Rams football team, you know, you have if people go and say Rams, then you put the money towards a percentage towards those funds.
Absolutely.
Also, you give back. Every Cobb's location, I mean, there's no reason to anybody to go hungry in the city, because thousands of dollars of bread are given out at each location daily.
Absolutely.
Tell us how that works.
Well, we usually aim for a certain percentage of wastage, what we call it here. So we have to obviously have a certain percentage that we're going to sell to the lovely customers that come on down. But then we also have a certain percentage that is going to go back into the community. Usually it averages between about $850 to $1,000 worth of bread every day that goes out into the community. We have about 7 different charities that come, so a different one every day of the week. So there is lots of opportunity for people to go out there and get some free bread that need it.
Yeah, Glenn, and if people want to know more about that, whether it's the fundraising or the bread, how do they go about doing that? Because I know there's lots of organizations that may not know about it and could utilize that.
They can contact me right here at Shelburne Plaza. The number here, I'm sure you have it, but it's 250-381-9455. And then we also have an email address. Maybe I'll pass that along to you later, and you can...
You betcha. And you can always contact me, lifestylewithpattymack.com, if you want to know more and get in touch with Glenn.
Perfect.
And what they do there. I guess that's what makes it great to work at, is this is a great model.
Absolutely.
To actually go in knowing you're going to make more because you want to give it to people and help out. Like, I think when you always give back, you always win.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the... the big rewards from working here is that you know that at the end of the day, you're not just making money for the company, you're also giving back to the community. And that's what Cobb is based on. I mean, across Canada daily, you're looking at probably $73,000 to $80,000 worth of bread that's going out into the community, and that's daily. So, if you times that by 363 days of the year, because the only days that we close is Christmas Day and New Year's Day, I mean, that's a ton of bread.
It's
every
a
year.
Ton of bread. And I kind of like the model of going and shopping for your things separately, like you go to
Absolutely.
The bakery. And people seem to like it as well because it's a great feel there. I know John, who used to be there, said there's no ticket stubs there, but
it's
there's
true.
Never any fighting. People just seem to know if they have to wait a while, it's no big deal.
Exactly, exactly. And I mean, like you said, we do get quite busy here, so we try to have samples out for you, for the customers to try while they wait, but, you know, some days it just gets a little haywire here, for
exactly.
sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, fall's coming up, so we have, you know, whether we have kids in school or whether we're just starting back to work again, we all have that kind of mentality, back to school. What are kind of some of the breads and some, you know, I guess there's old standards you can do for sandwiches. Are there any old new trends that you can talk about?
Oh, definitely. We have quite a few healthy breads here at Cobb's Bread. One of them that we do is high-fiber bread.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a white flour base, but it's got an oat concentrate in it, and it's got three times the amount of fiber as just your plain white loaf. So you can kind of feel like you're being bad, but you're realistically you're being pretty good to yourself.
And that's a great one, too, if you have fussy kids, because
Absolutely.
It doesn't taste like high-fiber bread. It tastes like white bread, but it's much better, right?
Exactly, exactly. It's one of my personal favorites, and it's really good for diabetics from the sounds of it. So we've had quite a few people that do have or that are diabetics that come back and say, you know, this bread has been fantastic for me because I've been able to have white bread without all the sugar that comes
right,
with it, right?
Right.
Another nice loaf that we do a chia white loaf, which is just our white dough with a chia seed in it. And chia seeds are high in omega-3, protein, iron, antioxidants. So it's really making your white loaf a little bit healthier for you. And then we just have the chia whole wheat, rather, which is the same as your whole wheat loaf, but once again with the chia seeds in it. So it's making your whole wheat loaf healthier again. And then you always have your staple whole wheat loaf and white loaf.
Now, I find when I'm there and, you know, there's stuff on the counter, sometimes there's a little bit of cream cheese or cucumber, it always tastes better there. What are some of the simple things that you've made with the sandwiches that taste really good, that are easy?
We just really try to keep it simple. I like simple things in life, too, so I try to keep it simple. So for the high fiber, I mean, fantastic meat sandwich. So just some little bit of butter, a little bit of mayo, some mustard, and lettuce and meats. That one's just beautiful, just like that. And that's going to go for the same for about your chia white and chia whole wheat. Now, if you're a vegetarian, obviously chuck a bunch of veggies on it, and it's just going to be dynamite for you.
Perfect. And what about keeping when you're at school? I guess they have a 3-day span, so they're good in a lunch kit too.
Definitely, definitely. We always recommend that you don't put it in the refrigerator. You leave it on the countertop just because it's going to stay fresher that way. But once you get to about that 3-day mark, like you said, you want to look at putting it in the freezer depending on how much you have left, or just quickly making a bunch of sandwiches and eating them yourself, just because, like I said, it does go bad. And we do, you know, there's nothing worse than going to make a sandwich and you having some moldy bread or stale bread for that matter, right? So
that's very true.
Yeah.
But like you were saying, though, I guess we've gotten into this thing of preservatives where we think things last forever. We picked up some potato salad somewhere, and I think it had like 2-month shelf life. I thought, that's going to be bad.
Yeah, that's...
How could that be?
That's pushing it a little too far, in my opinion, there. No, we're very proud here at Cobb's Bread to say that our bread doesn't last. I mean, we promote that nonstop because it should be. Bread should always be fresh for you. You know, if you go anywhere in Europe, that's all it is fresh bread 24/7, right?
And what do you say to people who, you know, the bread thing was off for a while, now it's on, and, you know, bread is the staff of life. What do you say to people that haven't had bread for a while, that why they should eat bread?
It's a staple, like you said. So, I mean, it's a necessity in anyone's life. I mean, it's like having a meat burger in a veggie or like in a lettuce wrap. It's just not going to be the same, right? You got to have the bread to it. I mean, it's like having, a grilled cheese sandwich, once again, without the bread.
Totally.
Just a staple, right?
My friend Debbie, it's about the bunnage. You got it, you know, when you have a hamburger, nothing worse than a chintzy bun. You have to have a good quality bun, right? Because else it doesn't, you're absolutely right. So if people want to get a hold of you, you are at where?
I am at, 3639 Shelburne Street. We're just by the big fairways down here. We're baking fresh right now. The ovens are still going off. We're serving customers like there's no tomorrow.
So the 31st, they want to come along and participate in Community Days. Sounds like a fun day.
It's going to be a blast. I'm going to be out there barbecuing my butt off and just having a great old time with you guys.
Good on you, Glenn. Well, listen, nice talking to you today. Don't work too hard, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Patty.
When we come back, we're going to talk to Robert Ferguson from Tiffany & Company.
When it rains, it pours. Or will it? We get it right with an accurate, up-to-the-minute forecast. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
From personal training to sports physiotherapy, chiropractic shockwave, and surgical rehabilitation, Synergy Health Center has you covered for total body wellness.
At Synergy Health Center, we have everything you need to achieve your total body health and wellness goals. A health center for disease and injury treatment, a wellness center for maintaining a healthy lifestyle, and many sports performance services. We've got you covered as Victoria's largest integrated health and wellness team.
Synergy Health Center, near Quadra and McKenzie, and SynergyHealthManagement.com. Life is long. Live it well.
This anniversary, give the one you love a very special gift. Your friends at Palmera Jewelers, your official Rolex jeweler, remind you that there's nothing like the gift of an elegant Rolex timepiece to commemorate a lifetime together. So no matter which Rolex you choose, you'll be giving a gift of lasting quality, beauty, and durability. This anniversary, give a gift as precious as your love. Give a Rolex. See a selection of Rolex timepieces at Palmera Fine Jewelry and Watches, your official Rolex jeweler.
Imagine you're sending a letter from Victoria to Nanaimo. Today, that letter will be processed in Victoria and never leave the island. But as of September 16th, Canada Post wants to ship all island mail to Vancouver and have it processed there, eliminating Victoria jobs. An initial $500,000 in wages is on the chopping block, hurting our local economy and compromising service. This is a bad plan. To voice your concerns, please contact your Member of Parliament and say, on behalf of the Canadian Union of Postal Workers, Victoria Local, keep the work in Victoria.
A large, brand-new, single-family home starting at just $359. Think you have to go over the Malahat for that? You don't. The home of your dreams is right here at Hazelwood Crossing in Langford. Need a mortgage helper suite? You can have that. Need a huge amount of space? You can have that too. So before you commit to the nightmare that is the hat, drop by Hazelwood Crossing and let the cutting-edge quality speak for itself. Hazelwood Crossing in Langford. Learn more at hazelwoodcrossing.com.
We're back, and we are talking about great gifts and fall trends with jewelry. On the phone from Vancouver is Rob Ferguson from Tiffany & Company. How are you, Rob?
I'm great. How are you, Patty?
I'm just great. And, you know, I always like to look at the website because there's all kinds of beautiful things at Tiffany & Company. Well, before we get into the gifts and the fall trends, tell us a little bit about the background of Tiffany, because I was looking at that, and there is an actual man named Tiffany.
Oh, absolutely. The actual company was founded in 1837 by Charles Lewis Tiffany, and he actually sort of started as a fancy paper goods and stationery store and very quickly moved into what we'll call more exotic fare and a lot of sort of housewares as well as jewelry. The jewelry really sort of came to fruition when he started buying the French crown jewels. Mm-hmm. And then reimagining them for the wealthy Americans. So it's a long, very interesting story in terms of how we came to be who we are today.
And did it start with the blue boxes? Where did that come into?
Yes, the blue boxes were introduced very shortly after the company's inception, as was our blue book, which was a catalog. And catalogs were sort of unheard of sort of tools in the retail industry at that time. And so it was, but again, so the blue book and the blue box really became synonymous with the brand.
Great marketing right off the bat, huh?
Exactly. Who knew that someone, you know, 175 years ago would have retail insights that are still meaningful
no
today?
No kidding. And even, you know, the book, I mean, people, as much as online is great, people like to look at things and the beautiful photography and what's there, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. And what's really interesting is the Blue Book is a very exciting collection of our true sort of, if we want to call them bespoke or one-of-a-kind pieces. And it's so stimulating to see those. And we actually have some of them in the store right now. And the true sign of a really great piece of jewelry is that you love it in the picture and you completely lose yourself to it when you actually try it on and when you see it on and when you see it react with sort of your skin and you know, the dimension of it. A perfect example example is we have one of the items in the blue book was it was a diamond and sapphire bangle created for the Year of the Snake, and it is just the most captivating thing when you actually put it on, and it really, excuse the expression, sort of comes alive. I don't want to tell anybody that we were wrapping live snakes on people's wrists at Tiffany & Company, but it is really just mesmerizing.
As are a lot of your products. Now, we're talking about fall trends, too, and you know the fashion world and everything else, and Tiffany is a worldwide corporation. What kind of ways do they incorporate something coming up in the fall with the jewelry and the different lines?
Well, it's interesting because we're in a unique position in terms of we create jewelry that's for life, but at the same time, there are certain things that are on trend. But typically what it is we make items, for example, our new Atlas collection, we've reimagined it, and it was actually inspired by the Atlas clock in front of the Tiffany store that's actually been there for 153 years, and it's the figure of Atlas holding this clock. And some people say, well, gee, what's romantic about a clock? But it's the whole idea is that we use the Roman numerals from that from the dial, and they sort of represent a moment in time.
I love that.
What we do is we create these beautiful pieces that really should be the building blocks for people's own style, because unlike fashion pieces that may be disposable or that may be this season or that season, jewelry are pieces that you want to have for life. What makes them stylish for this season is how you interpret them. Like, for example, perhaps you stack the beautiful silver Atlas bangle with an older rose gold piece that you have, and the combination of the two metals looks fantastic. And what we discovered was when the Atlas collection arrived just very, very recently, we started mixing it with some of our other collections, like our iconic 1837 collection, and they look fantastic together. I was also delighted to recently run into an old client who was wearing the one of the older Atlas pieces. The collection was originally introduced in 1993, and she had also purchased one of the new bangles and had a fantastic enamel bangle from another jeweler, and she was immediately my style icon. She was so chic, and I warned her, it's like, you know, I'm going to recommend this to everybody because you've really nailed it.
And that multi-layering does look great. I saw online some of the pictures, like the thin, the wide, the different, you know, some of the cuffs.
Right.
There's no real rules anymore about one simple little structure on your hand, unless that's what you like.
Exactly. And style is what you bring to our jewelry. Like we, as I said, create, you know, beautiful designs that are beautifully manufactured and beautifully crafted. But the true style piece of it is what the individual does with it. And it's not the same for two different people.
No, and you know, I think a lot of people are afraid of jewelry. They may have inherited some, or they may be from, you know, the 80s where, you know, you had the earrings, the necklace, everything matched, and kind of like, so they don't know how to exactly wear it. And maybe they like bracelets over earrings. Is there any trend now? Like, you don't want matchy-matchy, do you?
No, not necessarily. Like, the rule that we always go by is that, you know, if you do, let's say you buy three pieces that are all from the same collection and the same match, it's like, buy them if you would buy them independently. Like, you know, buy that ring if you would buy it just because you like the ring. Buy the bracelet just because you like the bracelet. If they happen to be from the same collection, so be it. But you're right. I think sometimes when you have too many pieces that are exactly the same, their individuality gets lost, and they end up becoming look a little bit like a boxed set. And as I said, we really encourage people to bring their personality and their style to the pieces that we design.
And I see gold coming back again, which has sort of been out of favor for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you talked about, the rose gold? Like, everything old is new again?
Yes. Well, in particular, the rose gold, definitely the yellow gold. But I think where rose gold is finding this wonderful new life is that there's a whole generation of younger ladies who really essentially wear white metals, particularly sterling silver, because mm-hmm. they always thought of yellow gold as being their mother's or their grandmother's jewelry. So all of a sudden, you know, rose gold looks fantastic next to white metals. So all of a sudden, they're finding a way to get into gold that they don't think is their mother's, but at the same time, they love. And it's beautiful. Like the warmth that it brings to the silver and the warmth that it brings to just about any skin tone is fantastic.
Well, never say never, right? I have a daughter of that age, you know, low-rise jeans. Oh, I'll never wear high-waisted. Oh, surprise.
Exactly.
So you never know. you know, gift-wise this time of year, it's a good time to start because a lot of grads coming up in June. And it doesn't have to be too pricey. There's all different kinds of price points. And I know Cammy, who I've used before, a personal shopper, it can be bought and delivered and wrapped for you. And it's special. So if you have those sort of occasions, is that the best route if you're not in Vancouver is to get a personal shopper?
Sure, absolutely. Or you can call any member of our team. And again, because, for example, there's some people that are that have a real expertise if perhaps you're looking for something in the diamond department. Or, but, I mean, I've got to say I'm very proud of the fact that all of our team are really adept at that. So certainly, you know, we can do anything by phone. It's a big country, and there aren't that many of us, that many Tiffany stores there. So, needless to say, we're very, very comfortable sort of working with people over the phone. And the beauty of it now, too, is that, for example, you know, with the internet, you can actually sit down and talk to someone on the phone and say, okay, great, you can both bring up the same things on screen and talk through them, and then we can bring the expertise in terms of say, because it said as beautiful as something photographed, you don't always get a sense of the scale, or you don't always get a sense of, you know, what personality it might suit. So we can really bring that personal level to it, despite the fact that you might not be in a bricks and mortar location.
And I think a lot of people might shy away thinking when you buy a gift, you know, they don't want to seem cheap. But sometimes there's different people in your life that are there and your own budget that doesn't warrant a truly expensive piece. But you can start at a smaller price point, definitely. And there's cufflinks and earrings and bracelets that are in different collections that are, $150.
Right. And even one of our very, very popular items for weddings and just celebrations in general is we do beautiful crystal champagne flutes that are $20 each. You know, they're beautiful. And it's and we have literally everything from that to, I mean, at the moment we have a rare blue diamond in the store that's just under $5 million. So that's a pretty broad range of, of opportunities.
Wow. I want to see who buys that. $5 million.
Well, it could be you.
It could be me.
Time to make the trip over.
If I rob a bank or something, maybe. Wow. So if people want to get a hold of you, the staff, Rob, how do they do that if they're interested in learning more about Tiffany and getting something for a special occasion?
To call us at 604-630-1300, or we do have a general Vancouver@tiffany.com email address as well. But, you know, people usually like to actually have the personal level of speaking with someone. It generally tends to be a more efficient way of getting things done. So.
Right. And if you're looking for grad or any of these occasions coming up, some of them are, they're already online, a lot of these things, aren't they? You can look at some of the bracelets and the grad, or maybe that comes out later in 2014, this certain year for the charm?
The 2014 charms won't be out until probably, you know, late this year. There's a lot of options online, and that really is a very popular way for people to shop now, simply because they know it's coming in the Tiffany blue box. They know that they're going to get the quality that they're, you know, paying for, and it also allows you to shop whenever your schedule permits. You know, whether that could be 2 o'clock in the morning if you've got a crying baby. You know, it could be anything. And our job as a retailer is to make our products and services as accessible as possible to anybody.
And it's worth that look on their face, Rob. Thank you so much, Rob from Tiffany. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, Patty.
You betcha.
Bye.
Back after the news. We are back in the studio. Have Laureen Berry on the phone.
For years, the truth was hidden.
Coming this fall to CTV.
Heroes and monsters.
The earth-shattering saga that began in Marvel's Avengers.
We're not the only ones interested in people with powers.
Continues on television.
The world will want to exploit him. He's going to need some help.
If they stand together.
Not exactly a team player.
We stand a chance.
We're not exactly a team, but we're in a position to do some good.
Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. New series, Tuesdays this fall on CTV.
Sawyer Sewing Center has been proudly serving Southern Vancouver Island for over 60 years. Think of what that means to you. Expertise and service excellence on the major brands like Janome, Babylock, Fab, Bernina, and Elna. A full line of sewing machine cabinets to fit all brands, and a huge selection of thread and notions. Got sewing on your mind? Visit SawyerSewing.com and Sawyer Sewing Center on Douglas across from Uptown.
Sawyer Sewing Center.
Celebrating 60 years.
This is Victoria's News Authority. CFAX 1070.
It's 11:30. Good morning. I'm Adam Sterling. British Columbia is the latest province to have a snake problem as officers discovered and euthanized nearly 50 illegal pythons in a small town home. Inspector Chris Doyle of the BC Conservation Service says they were called to a home in Mission on Thursday. While the tenant who owned the snakes was being evicted, officers discovered 46 reticulated pythons, which are prohibited under our province's Wildlife Act without a permit. The longest snake was said to be just over 4 meters in length. Egyptian authorities are considering re-banning the Muslim Brotherhood. It was not allowed in the days of Hosni Mubarak, but became legitimate after the Arab Spring Revolution and the election of now-ousted President Mohamed Morsi. The government also says any group that instigates violence would be banned. More than 700 people have died since Wednesday when the military government broke up sit-ins by protesters wanting Morsi's return. And a Toronto resident has been killed in a protest in Alexandria, Egypt, where he was with his wife and baby daughter. Foreign Affairs has confirmed the death of a permanent resident but does not give his name. Media reports identify him as 26-year-old Amir Kassem. He was reportedly shot in the back of the head. And there's a report that associates of Toronto Mayor Rob Ford tried to find an alleged video purportedly showing the mayor smoking crack. The Toronto Star says two members of Ford's entourage made the efforts in the days after media reports surfaced about the alleged video. No comment from police on the issue or the mayor or his representatives on the report. Ford has denied using crack cocaine and has said he cannot comment on a video that he either has not seen or does not exist. And British police say they are examining newly received information relating to the deaths of Princess Diana and Dodi Fayed. They say the officers are assessing the information's, quote, relevance and credibility, end quote. Scotland Yard says it is not reopening the investigation into the 1997 deaths of Diana and Fayed in a Paris car crash. A statement gave no details about the new information. CFAX 1070 weather. We are expecting clouds and a chance of showers off and on this morning. Clearing later on in the afternoon with a high of 22. Tonight, a few clouds increasing before morning, a low of 11. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 23. Outside the CFAX studios, 19 degrees. I'm Adam Sterling. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. CFAX 1070 news time is 11:33.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We're talking about getting back to school today. We talked about some lunches, and then we're talking about Tiffany and getting some great jewelry. Now we're going to talk about spending, because this time of year, you know, we can overspend when we don't mean to. And, you know, you have kids going back and you have a list and you never follow the list exactly. And after these lazy days of summer, you can kind of, want to get things all new and polishy, clean, squeaky clean. And here to talk about maybe getting back on track is Leslie Gardner. She's a certified bookkeeper and money coach. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, you gave us 7 tips, and you said you wish you knew this when your kids were going back to school.
Oh, boy, do I ever wish I knew about this.
I know, because you get so excited, right, in a way. You hate summer to be over, but something in our nature wants that kind of newness and a clean start and all that. Why do you think that we overspend when we should really be having a budget?
Well, part of it is we're so excited to get, we're proud of our kids. We're excited for them to get started. It's, like you say, it's new and clean and fresh, and it doesn't matter what grade they're going into. It's always an exciting time, and we do get caught up with the frenzy. We really do, especially with the buying of new stuff and the clothing and all that.
And, Leslie, that's not just kids either, right? I think we all have that mentality, no matter if we have kids or if we're 10 years old or if we're 90, that feeling of fall. And it's like January, there's those 2 times a year where we have a fresh start, we feel like. So whether it's the fitness thing or the clothing, or we want to have a fresh start.
You bet. Yeah, we do. And often we forget that, there's other bills that have to be paid, and we get caught up in it and get tangled up with all the different things coming at us. And sometimes we just have to stop and sit down and look at our finances, give more time to our finances than we do to, say, buying a new TV or a new fitness program.
Exactly. Now, the Money Coaches, you have a shared philosophy, and you're located in
Kamloops.
Yeah. And you're Money Coaches of Canada, so, you know, even the word budget you don't really use, right? It's kind of planning? You don't. You have a shared philosophy, don't you, the Money Coaches of Canada?
You betcha. Yeah, we actually call it a spending and savings plan rather than a budget. Budget's like diet, and we all just, you know, cringe when you hear that word.
Right, so. And you say when you take away the worry of money, your life becomes your own.
You betcha. That means that, you know, if you're sitting there every day stressing over money constantly, you're spending all your energy on that. If we can get it so that you can kind of let your money work for you, put it towards the goals that you really want in life, as well as making sure everything's paid up, then you can live life the way you want to, instead of constantly stressing over where the, you know, how you're going to pay the next bill that comes
along. And isn't it like any habit in a way? If you have a bad habit of not looking at what you are able to afford, you can change it around by being conscious and working at it, maybe not going shopping so much, all these kind of strategies?
Yeah, exactly. And once we have, like, a lot of times we'll give our clients a monthly spending, which is your groceries, your gas, entertainment. We'll actually come up with a figure based on how much they can afford, and we'll say, okay, this is what you have. Give it a go. Try to buy your groceries and stay within this limit. Keep your gas within this limit. And once they have that dollar figure, it's amazing how quickly they can all conform to it. But until somebody says to them, this is all you get, you know, they're going out and they're spending whatever way they figure they can.
And I think that's very true. People say, well, I don't go out to eat much. But it's amazing how the little things in life, grocery shopping every day instead of weekly, not planning the meals, getting a coffee, can really add up. And with these tips for surviving back to school, what is your number one tip that we start with?
Okay, the first thing we always do, well, once we find our clients' goals, the next thing we come up with is what we call a spending plan, and I think that's where a lot of parents can start right there. Sit down, figure out what can your budget afford. You got to remember, we're just coming off of summer holidays, and in a lot of cases, people are still paying for their summer holidays. So, and we're not that far from Christmas. So
yeah, I know.
You really need to sit down and figure out what exactly you can afford with the shopping of the school clothes, the supplies, and then don't forget the kids' activities, because that does add up as well.
A lot. And what about number two?
Number two, clothing, especially teens. Now, I have daughters that are now third-year university students, so I have run the gamut, and I know what it's like for them to, you know, go to school with those, you know, air postal sweaters and things like that. So I understand where they're coming from. But school just ended 8 weeks ago, and really September's fairly warm, so probably they can wear what they wore in June. And then maybe if you can push the spending for the clothes till closer to Christmas, maybe Christmas gifts, but just buy the essentials.
Right. Don't give in to the whining, because you need a few things for that first day or two. But really, like you say, it's 8 weeks ago, and they're still going to be wearing, with the nice weather, their summer clothes.
Yeah,
what's number three?
Okay, school supplies. You know, first of all, you'll get sent a list, and this happens in any age, what school supplies that you need. Most of the time, the kids don't use all of it. Like, really, if you're a grade school student and they say you need three erasers in the first week, chances are you're probably only going to need one. So you don't have to go out and buy absolutely everything on the list. Go through your school supplies from last year. See what can you recycle, what can you freshen up, can you scrub those binders, because binders can add up over time. Sharpen those pencil crayons, and see if you can even trade with your neighbors, some of the older kids. You can do a school supply swap.
Yeah, I have a cupboard full of stuff from when they're in kindergarten. They're all, like, one's in grade 12 and two in university. So I think I still have those rubber bands or erasers. So
exactly. And so if there's a neighbor that can need them, they're absolutely give them to the little kids. And the other thing is, if you've got extra supplies and your kids are now done with school, the teachers can certainly use them.
There's lots of programs to help other kids and give back that don't have. And number four, before we go to break.
Okay, the kids' activities. That can be huge. As money coaches, we actually recommend that you figure out the entire year's worth of activities, including summer camps, skiing, things like that, everything you want to do, and then take that dollar figure, divide it by the number of paychecks you have throughout the year, and take and save that each paycheck into an account called, say, children's activities. But I do realize it's now September, so now what do you do?
Yeah, and you know, we don't have to sign up for everything. Sometimes it's okay to not do everything and to have a little downtime. We come back, we're going to get to the rest of the tips with Leslie.
Rain, sun, snow, we get it right.
with an accurate forecast. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Information alert! Dodds Furniture and Mattress will beat any competitor's advertised price on furniture for any room in your home. Dare to compare Dodds prices with close-up prices. They volume buy, so their 43,000 square foot warehouse is stocked with home furnishings ready for immediate delivery. Information alert! 100% locally owned and operated Dodds Furniture and Mattress, furnishing the island since 1977.
As Gordy always says, we won't be undersold.
715 Finlayson at DoddsFurniture.com.
Now, the CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
Hi, Wes Liu here for CFAX 1070. I'm here today on Ship Point at the Inner Harbor for the 19th annual Dragon Boat Festival. Lots and lots going on downtown this afternoon. Our paddlers are racing from Laurel Point all the way down to the Inner Harbor, and the best place to watch the race is right here on the bleachers at Ship Point. And also happening down here, if you're looking for lunch, lots of food options here at the harbor. The beer garden is open for business, and there's all-day entertainment on two stages here, live music, dance performances. And tonight at 7, the main stage will be holding a paddler's air band competition, so you should definitely come and check that out. Also happening at the Saanich Fairgrounds today, the RCMP Musical Ride, a mounted musical choreography, is starting at 2 p.m. The event happens only once every 4 years, so if you're in Saanich today, head to the fairgrounds. It's $10 for adults and $2 for children under 12. My name's Wesley, and that's it for your Community Connection, brought to you by Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
Rona Home and Garden. It's the place to start your planning for outdoor living. Bring a drawing of your dream deck or garage, and a Rona specialist will do a 3D rendering free. To complete your backyard project, check out the exciting landscaping ideas in Rona's gigantic garden center. Totally stocked with top quality plants, shrubs, trees, and all the tools to get it done. Plus, Rona Langford will meet and beat competitors' prices. Rona Home and Garden. Doing it right on Langford Parkway. Open till 9 weekdays, 8 Saturday, 6 Sunday.
Leslie Gardner is joining us. She's a money coach, certified bookkeeper and money coach. And we're talking about surviving back-to-school spending season, and we're going on to tip number 5.
Yeah, you're right. It goes hand in hand with the kids' activities. And I think it's really important that, you know, kids are in sports and different activities to get them, more well-rounded. But what comes with that is the uniforms and the equipment that you have to buy in order to get them into these different activities. So I recommend that you find, first of all, if it's a sport, look for a good used sporting store in your area. There's lots around. Ask other parents if they have uniforms, like from Brownies or Girl Guides or Cubs and Scouts, that sort of thing. You can trade up if they don't fit their kids anymore. It's good for the environment, and it certainly helps the pocketbook as well.
Yeah, you know, there's nothing wrong with, slightly used, secondhand. You know, we don't have to have the best. Kids grow, and that's a way of keeping things on budget. I know sometimes people think that they want their kids to have what they didn't have, but the best thing you can give them is a good financial backing.
Oh, absolutely. I figure all of this is a teachable moment, especially when you're trying to pick which activities. Set your kids down and say, okay, this is how much we have available, so what do you want to do? And let them, pick what's important to them.
Right. And number 6.
School fundraising notices. Now, these are understandable and very important to the schools, but they come at you left, right, and center. Yeah. So one idea is to figure out how much, if you've got more than one child especially, figure out how much you can afford a month, say $15 a month. Put it in an envelope with your child's name on it. But more importantly, set out the rules. So if there's $15 in there, that can be used for the hot dog fundraiser or the pizza day or a book club, like the book orders that come home, and make sure that the child understands this is not for the corner store and this is what the money's for, and that you'll say pay for the field trips, but that $15 in the envelope is to cover all the other stuff. And don't come back to mom and dad when you run out at the end of the month.
Right, and there's nothing wrong with them having to earn that money either.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah, if there's ways they can earn it, it's everything is a teachable moment, and I love it when I hear parents have done different ways of teaching their kids about money. I think it's great.
And number 7.
Oh, the meals in a rush. We've been there. We all know it's getting those kids out the door to different activities, whether it's out the door to school or wherever they're heading. It can put a huge dent in your food bill because you're doing those grab-and-goes, and usually they're the most expensive. So we really recommend meal planning. It's a great way to avoid that last-minute shopping trip. And you make a list. You take that list to the store, and you stick to it. Then everyone knows what's for dinner, and everyone can help get it ready, and they also know what's for breakfast, lunch, and it helps ease mom's stress a lot.
And sometimes it's better maybe on a Sunday to do a little pre-planning and get that crock pot out, and things that are easier are ready to go.
You bet. You bet. That is the best advice, because that is probably one of the many ways that we spend a lot of money.
Because it's really important, you know, that mealtime, whether you have 5 minutes with them sitting down in the morning or lunch or at dinner, that connection time, I've always felt with my kids, just to do a catch-up, and even if sometimes they're whining and complaining, at least you're all together, and it makes a huge difference.
It does, and it actually, even I found with my children when they came home from school and or at dinner time, that was when we found out about their day, and sometimes that's when you found out whether there was issues or there was good things, and you actually learned a lot from your children during that time.
Absolutely, and where I learn a lot is I take my sons in the car, and then we talk, because they're not looking at me, and a lot comes out, so we solve a lot of issues in the car.
You bet, and they're strapped in, and they can't get away.
Yeah, I call them little mini-dates, right?
So betcha.
Mini interrogations.
No kidding.
Okay, so Leslie, people want to get a hold of you. How do they do that?
Okay, we're at www.moneycoachescanada. We have free consultations. They can call us, and if we can take away the worry of money, we will certainly give you a try. We work with people that make a good living, but despite their best intentions, can't seem to get a grip on their finances. So that's where we help.
Well, I think you've given us some great tips. And, you know, whether we have kids in school or not, I think these are tips we can all use with our life. And I really appreciate you coming on. I look forward to talking to you again.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Okay, Leslie. Wonderful talking to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We're going to switch gears here right now because, you know, we're talking about back to school and fitness and all kinds of stuff. We will talk a little bit about fitness, but first we're going to talk a little bit about football, because if you're in Victoria, of course, we know about the Rebels, and their head coach is here, Tim Kears. How are you?
I'm good, Patty. How are you doing?
I'm great. Now, you have a big day coming up. Tim has a great bio. Before we get into the Rebels, tell us a little bit about your background, Tim.
Well, you know, it's kind of tough sometimes people think that you're patting yourself on the back, but if you go to www.tknextlevel, you'll be able to see a little bit of the background. But my background, basically, you know, to try to sum it up in a nutshell and not take up all of your time, is I played the Professional Football League in the National Football League in 1983, was drafted by the San Diego Chargers, presently in the Hall of Fame as San Jose State, as well as the York, Pennsylvania City Football Hall of Fame. Have coached a number of different places, 11 years in the CFL, played in the CFL as well for another 7 years. So, yeah, it's a various array of background of football and around a great bunch of football people over my years.
Well, let me just say, Tim, from a football family here, you know, we salute you. I mean, that is a pretty cool background, and to have you here in Victoria is wonderful.
Well, it's great. It's great to be here. It's a wonderful place. I mean, I came here in 1997 after leaving Saskatchewan, and you know, really loved it here. In 2000, I got an opportunity to get called back and coach in the CFL, and here we are, 12 years later. I've moved back to the island.
Now, you have a game today. You're with the Rebels. You're their coach. And what time is your game today?
Game is 2:00 today at West Shore Stadium, there where the Rugby Canada is in Langford, and we'd like to have everybody come out and give us some support.
Now, this is a great sport, and if people don't know football, come out and watch it on a local level. You know, we have sons that have gone through Mount Doug, and there's Belmont now and Spectrum also. We hope to build this football culture. There's also Up Island teams, so what will people find when they come and watch a Rebels game? It's pretty high-end football.
Yeah, I mean, what you're going to see, you're going to see some exciting football. You're going to see some young men. Sometimes there's some opportunities for some young men to go on and play in the CFL. I mean, you know, exit Andrew Harris, who now playing starting tailback for the BC Lions. There's guys that have that type of caliber at times. Those aren't you know, your numbers. You won't have 40 of those type of guys, but it's definitely good caliber football. And like you say, the island football has grown. When I left here in 2000, there was one high school football program here in Victoria. Now there's four.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it just kind of tells you how the island is growing, and I think there's over 600 or 700 kids playing minor football in Victoria.
So exciting. I hope you'll come and talk to the Mount Doug kids. I mean, when people make it like you do, not everybody does, but even if you don't, it's such a great thing to be part of this football, especially going through high school, because it builds such character.
Absolutely. Definitely your plans for me, myself, is coming in as coach here to tie in with all the high school programs, the coaches here in town, and all that good stuff. We have two of the Mount Doug coaches on our staff currently right now with the Rebels, and we're definitely opening up that door so that we have a mixture to be able to get all our community high school kids that don't go to university, have to give them an opportunity to still continue playing football.
That is the best. And you need some billets still, don't you?
Yes, we do. So if there's people out there that would like to house a young man, if you're a football family or you're a sports family and you'd like to bring a kid in, our billets used to pay anywhere between $400 and $500 to house our guys and all that good stuff. But yeah, you can contact the team in that regards to help out in that way.
Yeah, and if you want to get hold of me, it's lifestylewithpattymack.com, or of course Tim is at Next Level. You can look up Tim Kearse, K-E-A-R-S-E, or the Rebels page, because that's really important, because these kids are young kids and they need to have a home where there is some structure for them, because they've got a heavy schedule of training and playing. So if there's anybody out there, you get a little bit of money, but you also get a great experience. Tim, we're going to come back for a couple of minutes, just take a quick break, and I want to talk about your fitness training and some tips for people going into the fall.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll be back in 1 minute with Tim.
How busy is your summer?
The out-of-town guests fly in next week. Did you book the rental car?
Yeah, got a minivan for a weekend road trip.
Weddings, family reunions, island sightseeing. Budget of Victoria Car and Truck Rental is there for local residents. They're different because of their service. It's better. Make Budget of Victoria your go-to rental company. They're locally grown with deep community roots.
I work for Budget of Victoria and I'm proud of it.
Budget of Victoria Car and Truck Rental. Google them or find them on Facebook and budgetvictoria.com.
Shop with confidence at Save On Foods. We're priced right. Western Family Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts. Filet removed. Frozen 3-kilo box. Buy one, get one free. Or assorted Old Dutch or Lay's potato chips. 180 grams. More rewards price. 4 for $10. Plus, for exclusive offers on products you want, sign up at SaveOnFoods.com. Save On Foods. BC's very own since 1915.
There's a popular myth that wireless rates in Canada are higher than in the U.S. Well, that simply isn't true. In fact, wireless phone rates in Canada are typically lower than in the U.S., up to 40% lower in some cases. And when it comes to monthly smartphone plans, they're also less expensive in Canada than in the United States. When you have the facts, it's easy to see Canada as a world leader in wireless. Brought to you by the Canadian Wireless Telecommunications Association, based on a 2013 Wall Communications study and the March 7th Scotiabank report.
Money. Sock it away. Make it grow. Guaranteed. GICDirect.com is your source to the best guaranteed investment certificate rates. GIC Direct does all the shopping for you by surveying over 40 financial institutions across Canada for the best rates every day. GIC Direct for the highest GIC rates. It's simple, safe, and secure, and there are no fees. To get the highest interest rates on GICs and term deposits, go to GICDirect.com or call 250-592-7707. And keep your nest egg.
We are back with Tim Kearse, who's the Rebels head coach. He's also a sports trainer. He's got a big game on 2 o'clock today out in West Hills, so make sure you go and see it. But in the sports training arena, Tim, this time of year, a lot of people want to either get more fit, get back into it. Where do we start? What is required of us to make that commitment?
Well, I think first and foremost, you know, persons are looking at what are you trying to do? Like, what kind of gains you're trying to make? Are you just trying to get yourself in shape? Or are you just trying to maintain maybe a heavy winter of training? Over the course of the summer, a lot of people want to do things to be out on the beach, be active, to be seen, and show off their physiques and that sort of thing. So it's important, I think, right now is that a lot of people are doing maintenance. You know, what happened getting into the fall, you know, for myself with TK Next Level Sports B Training, we're doing a lot of things. We're trying to get group training as far as from a speed perspective. So any sport that is up on 2 feet, that means any running sport, lacrosse, basketball.
Football,
rugby, soccer, hockey, you know, all those sports. We have a program that is second to none and very unique to the city here. And we also have Vertimax technology, which a person can go to, again, is www.vertimax.com, and you can see the gains and things that that platform machine has.
So you can take these people, these athletes, to the next level.
Well, that's what we're trying to do, and henceforth the name of the name of the company, TK Next Level.
What do you think, food versus exercise, just for the average person who's not a huge athlete, how much is food playing a role and how much is exercise if you want to get in good shape?
Fuel is a very important part of it, because in order to grow and then all that good stuff, first you're going to tear to repair muscles and that sort of thing. So when that happens, you also need to be putting in nutrition so that that helps those muscles do the things that they need to do.
And are you no-carb, low-carb, high-carb, protein? What kind of a diet do you recommend for, say, a woman of my age, 30? No, I'm kidding. 30-plus.
30-plus. Well, I would say anything. I'm always a person that says moderate and what feels sensible to one's body, right?
Yeah.
As long as you're getting the proper balance of the three essentials, I think one's always going to be somewhere in the right area you need to be in.
So balance. You don't have to cut everything out. And are you a cardio or weight guy or both? Are you big on, especially for women, building muscles?
Well, you know what? Right now I'm training a young lady that she's playing, just starting to play flag football, and we're doing the same regimen that I would do with a 16, 18-year-old young man with my speed training. And basically it's correcting the running mechanics, because for any sport, we know how to play the sport, but we don't actually know how to run and get there when the coach says, I want you to go from point A to point B. It's usually just go. And what my program does is it corrects the running mechanics, puts you in proper running form. So running efficiency is a big part of it. And then the other thing is that you have to get you stronger in order to get you faster. So those two things complement each other.
And that's something I guess a lot of people, because you are such a high-level athlete, are not aware of is the running form.
Absolutely. It plays a huge part, because if you can correct it, even the fastest man in the world, Usain Bolt, you know, people would say, if you estimated and asked, what do you think his running efficiency is, you probably would say about 95%, because he's the world fastest man, and you see him run past everyone. But there's documented studies of people that look at running techniques, and he's at about 76%. So just imagine what the average person is like when we go step out and run. Our running efficiency has to be at about 50 to 55%. So I feel like I can correct your running mechanics up to about 70%. If I do that, then you're going to be a faster person.
Well, I was going to send Sheldon to you, but maybe I should send myself. Tim, it's been great talking to you. Tell people again about your website for fitness training.
It is tknextlevel.com, and you can go onto that website, and it could be emailed or gmailed at tknextlevel@gmail.com. And we are giving out some free evaluations or free demonstrations in about 2 weeks down at 2841 Quinnell Street.
Yep.
Between Market and Topaz.
Oh, look forward to that. Well, good luck today, Tim. Thanks so much for talking with us, and go Rebels.
Thank you very much. And that's BDHQ headquarters, Odyssey Gym.
All right. Okay, Tim, talk to you soon. Thanks so much, Corey, as always. And we'll, until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.